And she came up with this idea about 14 years ago, been working on it nonstop. She is the founder, the angel of Women Who Lead. And hard to believe at this point, we're now, Sean, at our 12th edition, 12th annual Women Who Lead Breakfast. That's amazing.
Such a great class. And, you know, you look at some of the names in years gone by, Paul. It's outstanding that this has been started to honor so many great people in our community
that didn't get the recognition they deserve. And that will include our next honoree. Please welcome the United States Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. And now in the annual Women Who Lead program and the latest honoree, Attorney Dawn Eisen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. A big job as the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. Dawn oversees an operation that employs over 220 individuals in committed service to more than 6.5 million Michigan residents. And, in fact, you're a self-described daughter of Detroit.
I am. I am born and raised, and I'm a daughter of Detroit, but a daughter of this district, quite frankly, and just so humbled by the opportunity to serve in this significant way. I've been a public servant for a long time now, 20 years at the U.S. Attorney's Office, and actually throughout my career, I've dedicated my career to service, and I'm just so honored.
Well, we're honored to have you, Dawn Eisen, and to invite you in as the next recipient of our Women Who Lead honor. And as Sean mentioned, you join a, when you look at the list, the group is rather outstanding and one to be proud to be a part of. And as I look at your resume, you have been well established as a leading advocate, rooting out systemic discrimination in housing, in policing, in policing, in employment, while finding no-nonsense solutions that get violent criminals off the streets. And God bless you for that. There are some U.S. attorneys that maybe don't quite fully understand that some people do bad things and we need to remove them from the street.
That's right. And we are being focused, balanced, and fair in our prosecution and investigation of these individuals, because studies show that when you focus on the most violent offenders, the most violent groups, in the most violent places, and you combine that with both punishment and prevention, then you have the most significant, impactful results.
And that's all we're asking for. We certainly want you to be fair, and everybody in law enforcement to be fair, and to treat people well.
That's
right. Giving them their due.
That's right.
And you know, Paul, Dawn is involved in a very big project with the mayor, Kim Worthy, and Chief White.
All good
people.
They
are all working together to fight gun violence in the city. It's very impressive what they're working on.
Yeah. And it's a very tough problem.
Yes. I just met with Chief White again yesterday. We are collaborating so effectively, specifically in Detroit. I have prosecutors in five precincts in Detroit doing community prosecution, but also triaging cases right there at the precinct, along with our federal law enforcement partners and our local partners, ATF, FBI, and the Detroit Police Department. And we're determining those most violent individuals and those most violent groups and places, and we're being very creative about the way that we go after them. If we can't get you on the violent things that you have done, if you've engaged in identity theft, or if you engaged in something else, then we'll remove you from the streets based on that. We're using that Al Capone approach. And we're
I was
also,
just going to say that's how they got Al Capone.
Yes, we're using that Al Capone approach to remove these violent individuals and groups from the community. And we're engaging the community and empowering the community to help us in that. I think Ann is talking about our summer enforcement strategy, where we had the community participate with us. We informed them about the strategy and the data we used to identify two of the most dangerous places in Detroit. And we had them come together with us to put the word out in the community that if you engage in this violence, the feds are coming. And we will take you, remove you from these communities.
I'm telling you, my friends, you have learned, just like I have, why Dawn Eisen, United States Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, is our next recipient and honoree of the Women Who Lead.
Thank you.
Congratulations
Thank
to you.
I'm so humbled by the honor. Thank you so much.
We are humbled by meeting you and hearing of the great job that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
God bless you for that.
Thank you.